With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear wins re-election, a second term in Kentucky. Beshear defeated Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron. He thanked voters for being re-elected.
Thank you, Kentucky! Tonight, Kentucky made a choice. A choice not to move to the right or to the left, but to move forward for every single family.
Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans are showing their support for Israel at an event on Capitol Hill. New House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana introduced Israeli families who have loved ones being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Florida Congressman Corey Mills said the Biden administration is not doing nearly enough to get captured Americans out of Gaza. The House on Wednesday expected to vote on a resolution to censure Rashida Tlaib of Michigan.
The House voted to advance the measure on Tuesday, marking the second time in a week that the chamber weighed on a resolution to penalize Tlaib, the only Palestinian American serving in Congress. While symbolic, censure measures carry little weight. There are no repercussions for the non-binding resolution following the vote, though it carries the stigma of being disciplined by a lawmaker's colleagues. The resolution is sponsored by GOP Representative Rich McCormick of Georgia. The House is dealing with a similar censure measure separately, sponsored by GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, also from Georgia. Edwin Mora, Washington.
A homicide investigation is underway involving the death of an elderly Jewish man in California after he was slammed in the head by a pro-Palestine protester. This is SRN News. Britain State Church moves closer to a split.
The indications are becoming increasingly stark. A group of 44 bishops has released a public statement to Church Times urging the Church of England to allow its clergymen to enter into gay marriages. Last month, another group of bishops issued a statement opposing plans by the church to bless same-sex civil unions. Clearly, the leadership of the denomination is of two minds about homosexuality, mirroring the attitudes of the British people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Namibia has rejected a treaty with the European Union for fear that it would require the conservative African nation to embrace abortion and the LGBT agenda. Earlier in the year, Namibia passed a bill barring the recognition of gay marriage anywhere in the country. In fact, several African countries are casting doubt on the EU treaty because of the issues of abortion and sexuality. This is SRN News. Stocks kept up the momentum with more gains Tuesday.
Stocks ticked higher on Wall Street as markets continued to absorb the big swings that have shaken them in recent weeks. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Tuesday. Gains in several big tech companies helped push the index higher, even though more stocks fell than rose. The Dow added 56 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.9%. The 10-year Treasury yield eased following its own sharp swings since the summer. The yield on the 10-year, which helps set mortgage rates, fell to 4.56%. Oil prices fell sharply, taking some of the pressure off of inflation. Benchmark U.S. crude fell back below $78 a barrel to where it was in July. Seth Sutel, New York.
Researchers have discovered a black hole billions of light years from Earth. The findings, which were published Monday in the journal Nature Astronomy, say the black hole formed 470 million years ago, which makes it the oldest black hole ever discovered. More details at srnnews.com.